You're tuned in to The Good Stuff here on your local radio station, and we're delighted to be here. Kim and Mike Burge are your hosts right now, and Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not a flashy, fancy magazine, but they do focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to them for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace the rancher style once you see the content. Check them out at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News.
It is what ranchers read. The Troy County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit the Valentine area on your next Midwest adventure. The National Scenic Niobrara River, rated number one in the Midwest for river adventures and one of the top 10 in the country for tubes, kayaks, and canoes as well. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots, nature at its best. And you can check it all out. Visit valentine.com to find out about your next vacation in the Sandhills and Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Flag Day coming up, June 14th. Here's my trivia today about the flag. The oldest and largest flag maker in the country is based in New Jersey. Founded in 1847, New Jersey-based company Annan & Company now produces more than half of the flags made in the U.S., with factories in Virginia and Ohio. Their flags have flown in war, at Olympic ceremonies, presidential inaugurations, on the moon, and even covered Abraham Lincoln's coffin. Started in 1847, Annan and Company. So a little flag trivia for June 14th, coming up Flag Day.
Isn't that incredible? They're still open, and their flag actually draped Abraham Lincoln's coffin.
1847.
That's amazing. Okay, here's steps to happiness. You can't be all things to all people. You can't do all things at once. You can't do all things equally well. You can't do all things better than anyone else. Your humanity is showing just like everyone else's. So you have to find out who you are and be that. You have to decide what comes first and do that. You have to discover your strengths and use them. You have to learn not to compete with others because no one else is in the contest of being you. Then you will have learned to accept your own uniqueness. You will have learned to set priorities and make decisions. You will have learned to live with your limitations. You will have learned to give yourself the respect that is due, and you'll be a most vital mortal. Dare to believe that you are a wonderful, unique person, that you are a once-in-all-history event, that it's more than a right. It's your duty to be who you are, that life is not a problem to solve, but a gift to cherish, and you'll be able to stay one up on what used to get you down. It's called Steps to Happiness.
Well, during this Honor America period we're coming up on from the 14th through July 4th, some presidential quotes I'm going to share with you as well. We live in a time of celebrity worship while we despise some of our political leaders. So this collection was put together of presidential quotes to remind us that our leaders, regardless of political differences, can offer points of wisdom that are timeless. Some quotes are less profound than others, but we'll pick them out of here. So George Washington, the father of our nation, said, "If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter."
Oh, I remember hearing that. That's right.
You weren't there directly when he
No,
said
I didn't hear it live. No, you're right. Okay. I did not hear it live. I've heard the quote.
Another of our founding fathers, John Adams, said, quote, "The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. This radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution."
Very good.
And Thomas Jefferson said, "The spirit of resistance to government is so valuable on certain occasions that I wish it was to be always kept alive."
He is quoted so often. He's so good.
A wise man.
Yep.
How about James Madison? "Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives." A little more current, let's jump forward to Barack Obama.
Okay.
Quote, simple but short here, "What Washington needs is adult supervision."
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. That's extremely interesting. Hey, and on that note, folks, thank you so much for joining us for The Good Stuff, and we hope to hear from you. If you have things to share, just let us know. Kim H. Burge at gmail.com. You can hear your things on The Good Stuff.